Normally, to end the Christmas season, we would have the choir here, but they're having their concert of the Handel's Messiah. I highly encourage you, if you have free time at 2 o'clock, to come. It is absolutely outstanding. Today, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, and it's sort of the end of the Christmas season. The formal end isn't until the presentation of the Lord on February 2nd, but everything goes next week. We'll go into green and ordinary time, as it's so called, somewhat unfortunate. But with the baptism of the Lord, we have this profound reality that only makes sense, Pope Benedict says, at the distance after the resurrection and the ascension into heaven. At the time of the Lord's baptism, it would have seemed like nothing was out of the ordinary. There's Jesus, along with all these other people who have come from Galilee or from Judea and from Jerusalem. Maybe the only thing they might have thought was odd is he was from Galilee. But then when he gets up to John the Baptist, John the Baptist is the one who knows that something's not right. That's why he says, I need to be baptized by you. I should not be baptizing you. And when Pope Benedict writes in his series, Jesus of Nazareth, which if you've never read, I encourage you to do so, he calls it his own search for the face of Jesus. And when he writes about the baptism, which is in the very beginning of the first book that he wrote, he says that when the Lord is baptized, he's already beginning to take upon himself the sins of the world. Because John's baptism was for repentance, and obviously the Lord had no sin. From the moment of his conception, no sin, never even thought about committing a sin. But yet he went and identified with sinners. And of course, the full impact of that will be revealed on Holy Thursday when he's in the garden, where he falls to his hands and knees and sweats blood as he literally takes on every single sin ever committed. But it starts at the baptism, that he's identifying with us. And when you think about who God is, God needs nothing. He doesn't need anything from us. There's nothing we can give him that will make him better. But yet in the baptism, when sending his son, he's showing us the depths of his love for us, that he would even be accounted among sinners so that we could be brought back to the fold. The fathers of the church would say that God became man so that men could become gods. Not our each own little God, but God himself shares with us his very life. So Jesus Christ identifies with sinners in such a radical way that he's going to be able to take away our sins, and by that, we're going to be identified with Christ, who is God and man. And so the baptism of the Lord is such a powerful event. Not only does it reveal the Trinity, the Holy Spirit descending like a dove, the voice of the Father, but it also tells us of the immense love for God, the great exchange. And it's a logical conclusion in a certain way to the Christmas season. You know, we've been celebrating the birth of the Christ child, where God is made visible. In the preface for Christmas, it tells us that we see the visible so that we can be caught up in love of the things invisible. And of course, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then 30 years later, we end the Christmas season with the baptism being what's 30 years later, because now Jesus is going to go about and show who he is and why he's here. And it starts first with this radical identification with sinners. And so today we should meditate on the grace of baptism. Because by baptism, we are likened to Christ. Our baptism puts us with him, identifies us with him through his passion, death, and resurrection. Everything that he did to redeem us is made real in our souls at baptism. And so, of course, sin is wiped away. Most of us in the Catholic Church are baptized as children, but our people in OCIA that are seeking baptism, and any of you who were baptized after the age of reason, all of your sin was washed away when you were baptized, and all of the punishment due those sins. And then God, in his great goodness, made our souls so that we could receive something that is so far above who we are. And that's his grace. The very life of God can be in the soul of a believer because he's made it possible. And so when we come up out of the waters of baptism, it's like rising with Christ after his death. And what comes into us is that grace, those three great virtues of faith, hope, and charity, the infused cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. And also, we're then children of God. As St. John says, for so indeed we are. And so today we celebrate this beautiful mystery that the love of God incarnate in Christ Jesus so identifies with us that he's numbered among sinners. Not because he is a sinner, but because he's going to take away our sins. And by his work, we're able to be numbered and counted with him. No longer just sinners, but sinners redeemed, given the very life of God. And then that gives us a great responsibility. You don't need me to tell you that the world is in a terrible way. And whenever the world's in a terrible way, it's usually because Christians are in a terrible way. Because if we don't bring the love of God that we have, that has been poured into our hearts, if we don't bring that into the world, no one else can. We're the only ones who can do it. And so when we are baptized and numbered among the children of God with a brother who is the divine Son of God, we have to go out and change the world, and we do it by using the love we've been given. We have a weapon that is far better than anything else ever done, and it's not really a weapon, because the Lord tells us it's what melts the swords. It turns them into plowshares. We have that power by our baptism. Because the Son of God has been numbered among one of us, he has become man so that we can be like God already on this earth. And you all know that that means when we live according to our baptismal promises, then we are preparing for the fullness of that union. Everything in this world was made for us, and we were made for God.